Today, we've been looking at the impact of family conflict and breakdown. We all know a couple, perhaps, who've had a difficult separation. And then when there are children involved, it can be 10 times harder, to say the least. Well, the Jersey Centre for Separated Families works with everyone affected by a family breakdown, and they've appointed Karen Woodall as their new chairperson. She's an expert on children and families and is on the line now. Karen Woodall, an expert, would you claim to be that?
Hi. I think expert's a bit of a grand word, but I've certainly worked with families affected by separation for 22 years, and in my personal experience, I seem to have been surrounded by family separation. So I guess if anything makes you an expert, experiencing it personally and working with it does, yes.
An hour ago, we heard from Sandrine. She's been a visitor to your centre. She was clearly emotionally distraught at the trials and tribulations she and her family and her former partner were going through. She just needed someone to talk to.
Yes. And many people going through this experience really just need someone to talk to on a regular basis, somebody who can be there in the day when things get very difficult, or sometimes in the night when things get difficult. And what happens at the Jersey Centre for Separated Families is that people are dedicated to helping people through the worst times. And I think that kind of service is critical to people going through this very difficult life experience.
I think many would suggest that warring partners, with the best of intentions, don't always necessarily put the needs of their children first.
Quite often they're so busy struggling with their own needs that they forget or overlook the needs of their children. And sometimes we have parents who say to us, oh, the children are doing fine. Actually, when you look at the children, they're not doing fine. They're doing anything but fine. And so having people around, people who are dedicated and expert in their field, working with parents who are going through this process, means that parents can be helped to deal with their own experiences so that they're better placed to focus on the needs of children. And that's what the centre's doing for parents on the island.
Do mum and dad always know best? I mean, there's a conference today here in Jersey looking at children, health and the law. I mean, family breakdown must have an impact on all of those. I mean, what's your experience?
I think mum and dad don't always know best, unfortunately. I think when mum and dad are going through a very difficult breakup, quite often they don't know anything at all, because all they can experience is the suffering and the pain and the anger and all of those very big emotions that people go through. So, you know, sometimes parents will behave as if they've lost the ability to make the right decisions for their children. And that's where having guidance and having dedicated support really helps them. So I think it's very important to have that in place, and it's something that's overlooked across much of the UK, and I think Jersey's very fortunate to have a dedicated centre dealing with these issues.
And given that we do have this dedicated centre and it's helped a great many families and by extension their children, what would you like to achieve in your tenure there as its chairperson?
Well, I'd like to see the centre really starting to develop services that help people across the experience of separation, because separation isn't just a one-off event. It's a long-term experience. Many, many parents think that once the separation is done and they've gotten over it, everything will be well. Well, actually, there's a lifetime of experience as a separated parent. Separated parents go into renegotiating relationships. They have step-family relationships. Eventually, they'll become separated grandparents. And what I really want to see at the centre on Jersey is a range of services that help people across that lifetime experience, so that children in those families know that their parents are getting the help that they need across a period of time. And I think from the very strong base that we've got at the centre, it's going to be possible to do that.
Karen, thank you. Karen Woodall, the new chairman of the Jersey Centre for Separated Families. What's